Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Up to 90. Emma, we're back on the mainstream.
We're back on the mainstream. We were gone for a couple of weeks, but we weren't gone. We were still putting stuff up on Patreon, but we were gone because we have switched networks. We're going it alone.
We're going it alone. Isn't it amazing? I really feel like this is our Thelma and Louise moment.
You did catch the end of that movie, didn't you?
I did, but look, Brad Pitt was in the middle, okay? Actually, it's funny because the other day we were talking about Thelma and Louise and Fred was saying about how he thought Matt Damon was really great in that. And I was like, no, it was Brad Pitt. Actually, we were talking about it in relation to Cobra Kai. I don't know if you've been watching it.
No, I haven't.
But actually, I can say this because this is so ridiculous. So we were watching it and we were having a bit of a snag because this is how we watch TV. You know, we're kind of snagging one another while we're watching it. And then Fred said, you're only watching this because you fancy your man. I was like, who's your man? Who are you talking about? So I presumed he was talking about, you know, the whole idea is that it's the Karate Kid and his nemesis Johnny from the film has, like, you know, grown up to be a bit of a failure and they kind of have this sparring between the two of them. So I was like, "Hey, Johnny," and he's like, "No, your man." And he was talking about Johnny's son, who, P.S., is about, I'd say, 16 in the film. I was like, "Fred, that's a child. That child is 16 years of age." And he's like, "Oh, actually, yes. Sorry, that's probably not funny, is it?" And I was like, "No, it is not." And then he was saying, he's like, "A young Matt Damon meets Val Kilmer." And then I was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, do you like a bit of Matt Damon? And then we were talking about, we went through his back catalogue and Fred mentioned his starring role in Thelma and Louise. But I guess, do you know what? A lot of these stars, they're pretty interchangeable, aren't they?
Okay, well, there's a lot to digest there.
A lot to unpack.
First of all, it sounds to me like Fred was wearing a wire. Did you check him? That sounds like a sting operation there. You fancy him, don't you?
Emma, you are fly on our ill-painted wall because we're actually in the process of we're going to start painting the walls now soon. But so funny you say that because I was watching Married at First Sight, which I have to watch alone. And I'm not going to bore people with the narratives, etc. Because if you're not watching it, who gives a shit? But there is a moment where one of the husbands, the new husband's, has actually recorded the wife, because the wife is on the phone to the sister saying, what is the story with your man? Like, his wedding vows were an absolute joke. There is no intimacy. I just want him to hop on me. It's not happening. There's no banter. This is a disaster. So he recorded her. And it was so funny because for the next, like, full 24 hours, Fred thought it'd be really funny to ask me these very pointed questions. And then I would be kind of going, you know, he'd be saying things like, so what do you think, like, our relationship, where is it going? And then I would go off and then I'd just see under the table, he's recording me. But this went on and on for 24 hours, he was recording me. And then at one point he was like, abuse, abuse. And I was like, you're just saying that. There's no basis in reality. And he's like, yeah, well, you would say that because, you know, I'm recording you now. I'm like, what? This has just gone too far.
Well, I'll have to have a chat to Fred about this privately, as we often do. We usually check in once a week. There was this show, actually, was fucking fantastic. It's, what is it, 24 Hours in Police Custody.
It's I love these shows.
Yeah, and it's I hope it's still on 4OD, but there was one called The Black Widow. Absolutely fantastic. But she was basically, her investigation started with her boyfriend left the phone in the sitting room and recorded her. And she was meeting up with somebody. She said it was an old friend or something, something, but it turned out
that she,
yeah, it turned out that she was meeting up with somebody who she was trying to hire as a contract killer. But it's just a fantastic watch, it really is. So maybe Fred has, you know, maybe it's the big picture he's thinking of. He's probably thinking of Ted.
Yeah. He's like, I know, he probably is thinking, how do I get sole custody here? It's so funny.
Well, if he was a single father now, it would be great for his career.
I mean,
that wouldn't be good for you if you were a single mother.
No.
You have all the childcare issues and all that. But if Fred was a single father.
Well, I mean, the Edinburgh show would have itself. And I do think, yeah. I mean, like to say.
I'd say second story in VIP magazine.
Oh, absolutely.
Not first, like, let's not fucking, you know what I mean? But second main story in VIP. And I'd say they'd get 4 photos. And they'd have one with him and Ted in a matching outfit.
The Ed Sheeran shirt. And I'd be fuming, because I bought that tiny Ed Sheeran shirt. And I was like, please, can we dress you up in the same shirt? And Fred put the foot down and was like, no. But you know, the second I'd be out that door, obviously, you know, following the court order, the second I'm out the gap, you know he's putting that shirt on him.
Yeah, and he would definitely, I'd say... Within 6 months, he'd be shacked up with some beautiful Polish woman.
Stop.
Tatiana or something.
Definitely, I'd say, yeah. 27. I'd say an Eastern European Dancing with the Stars dancer, for sure.
Yeah. Ted loves her.
Oh, no! even say, and then his first word would be, Tati. And then Fred would have the story in VIP magazine where he's like, I thought it was Daddy. But then I realised he was saying Tatty. Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, I'd just be on the WhatsApp audios to you 24/7.
And who would you be going out? Would you be back teaching anyway? That's sure as shit.
Definitely back teaching. You know what? I'd go younger. I'd probably go for, you know, some really just untenable age, like 21, 22. I'd go for the.
I'm thinking of someone with a bit of moolah. Do it right next time.
But I mean, that's what I should do. But you know, I just continue to make bad choices. So I'd say things like, "No, in 2 years' time, he's going to be qualified, and we're going to move in together. We're going to get a dog."
You'd still be chasing that big dick energy, like a sap. It gets you nowhere.
Oh, stop! That's so funny. No, I definitely. I think, look, I'm already happy. I'm already happy for Tati and Fred.
She's teaching how to dance.
I think, Emma, we should maybe start.
Ted has natural rhythm, just like his dad. And that would be the headline.
Tatiana would be like, oh yeah, you know it. You know. Tatiana would be like, how would you do? His verse, we thought he would walk. But instead, and he not crawl, he just dance. He just dance.
And your mother would think she was great. Your mother would say, well, she's a very good looking woman.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. She's beautiful. And then my dad, I watched Dancing with the Stars, and my dad would say something like, oh, she's a very good dancer. I'd be like, well.
That's the owl lad's code for she's a fucking ride. They say she's very good.
I know. I mean,
there's a lot of men in Ireland who think Claire Byrne is very good.
Very good.
Very good. Yeah,
she is, bless her. She is. Your old mate, your co-presenter, Claire Byrne. Come here, in case I forget, because sometimes I do forget, before we start, just to say, because we didn't, I know we mentioned this on the actual Patreon episode, but we haven't actually said it on the mainstream. We've switched it up a bit, haven't we, Emma? We're no longer just shooting the breeze.
We're no longer shooting the breeze because there's not a lot of breeze to be shot.
Yeah.
And there's just not a lot going on. So we decided that it's still very casual, as you can tell already. But we're just going to look at a little story that tickled us during the week.
The people listening to this are like, this doesn't sound very scripted.
This sounds exactly the same as always. No, it's just because we changed networks.
Yeah.
Because we were with a network. Basically, long and short of it, sorry now for people who've already heard this. We were with the network, and the network said, we'd like some of your money. Because we wouldn't have gotten any money for the ads at the time. Basically, the arrangement was like that they would manage the podcast and put it up for us and all that jazz. There was no money exchanging hands. So then they saw we had, they basically just heard this change jar that me and Julie were carrying around from patrons, and they were like, we want some of that money, and we kind of said no. So we had to leave home basically, and we're out on our own now.
Yeah.
And we're living
Mama was like, this water bill doesn't pay itself, and we're like, we're out of here, sorry.
Exactly. It's at that moment when your mom starts suggesting you might chip in with the bills, you're like, see ya. So that's what we did. So now we're out on our own, and we just thought we'd do something different. We might forget about it next week, but this is what we're doing today.
No, and do you know what I realised? I forgot to plug in my mic. Do you have your mic in?
I actually don't. I'm in the sitting room, and the table is... I actually don't know where the mic is.
Well, listen, don't worry about it. I just want to see, just do I sound a lot better now? Is it just the same? Is that you better?
Yeah, you might sound a little bit better, actually. No, I can't hear you now. You'll have to change your mic. I'm basically getting an insight into Julie's, like, foreplay face, because she's just staring into the screen. I can't hear you. Her lips are moving, but I can't hear her. That's what he said. Oh, there you go.
There we are again. Listen, I thought I'd use the mic, but something, I don't know what's up with the mic. I did hear you.
I think you have to kind of start. I think you have to nearly use it from the start.
Yeah, maybe that, you know what, you're right. Maybe that's it. Okay.
Look, we've only just moved out. We'll be grand. We'll figure it out eventually.
Oh, it's like when Adele, do you remember she said that on the Graham Norton, that all her electricity got shut off because she didn't realize she had to pay bills and stuff. It's that kind of thing. It's that kind of vibe. Okay, so
yeah
we're going to basically, with the stories, because we were like, look, there's kind of feck all happening in the world. So with the stories, it's going to be not, you know, we're veering away from Katie Price. Okay, we're veering away from her. Although I did want to reference her briefly because of her documentary that's out this week, which is supposed to be great. But we're delving into the archives. So we might maybe have a historical story. It might be a true crime story. It might be just like kind of a gas story from around the world or whatever. So we're just trying to deviate a bit. And we did get really good feedback about the episode last week. So I think it's the way forward.
Yes, we tested it out with our focus group. So it's all good.
A lot of research. So will I go first, Mrs., because you went first last week?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Or did you want to go first? What would you prefer?
No, not at all. I'd like to hear a story.
Okay, so this is just a very short one. World's unluckiest burglars. So in London, two hapless burglars have been arrested in the UK. I got this one from CNN.com. They were arrested in the UK after accidentally pocket dining the police during their crime. An officer in central England, Staffordshire to be exact, labelled them the world's unluckiest burglars. He said one of the pair mistakenly sat on his phone and rang 999, the UK's emergency numbers, a number allowing officers to hear the crime in progress and ultimately listen in on their colleagues as they arrived to arrest them. Whilst committing the burglary, one of them accidentally rang 999. We received a call detailing their antics up to the point of hearing our patrols arrive to arrest them. So this is according to Officer Owen. Adding insult to injury, Owen included a gif, Emma, of the Home Alone character Marv, who proves comically unsuited to life of crime in the Macaulay Culkin Christmas movie. So he tweeted this and added a gif. So, I mean, that's really salt in the wound. Now, this was not the first time.
A gif.
Okay, because I was calling it a gif. And then someone corrected me 2 days ago and said it's a gif. As in the former cleaning liquid. Is it a gif?
Oh my God, it's a gif.
Look, welcome. L1 is our brand. Okay, L1 is our brand. And then, just as a little side note, in 2016, two equally unfortunate robbers. I remember this story, and I just thought this was so gas. Do you remember this one? The two lads in France, and they went in to hold up a McDonald's, only to discover that 11 armed members of an elite paramilitary force happened to be eating inside. But it did get me thinking. It just got me thinking about the L butt dials. It's been a long time since I've done a butt dial. But I have such sympathy for the A's out there, okay? The Aidens, the Avas, the Aoifas, the Aarons. They must be getting butt dialed all the feckin' time.
Yeah, I wonder, does it happen as much now? Because people usually have, like, a pain on their phone, or my phone is like, you do the old fingerprint or whatever.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't happen as much. I think the last person, I had to delete him because I'd actually butt-dialed him a few times. Well, but this is before Christmas when I got my new phone. So I suppose it does still happen to people, because it was happening to me, but I don't know, was that reflective or anything. But I had to delete this guy called Aiden Tinder. He was in my phone. And one time he answered. So Bishop. I kept... Oh, God. Jesus, let's not even go there. Okay, we love it, by the way, we love Aiden Bishop so much, but this is a different Aiden. Aiden Tinder was his actual, but it was his baptized name. It was this lad I went on one disastrous Tinder date with in Limerick, and you know the way the pickings were so slim back in 2012 on Tinder in Limerick, that like you went on for this coffee and everyone you worked with had also gone for a fucking coffee with this guy. Ugh. And he just spent his whole fucking time banging on about basketball. I was like, sorry, but where are you living? Like, okay, you like basketball, but I mean, does anyone like basketball that much?
Well, you see, do you know what it is about basketball? Because the school, Cloisteana, is a big basketball school. So the primary school is a big basketball school, and the secondary school is a big basketball school, and loads of the, not loads, but there would have been a few of the lads anyway that would have played for Ireland. But there's a bit of a cult vibe around the basketball.
Yeah, it's quite intense, isn't it? I'm just thinking back to, well, you were a basketballer, weren't you a baller back in the day?
Well, yes, I was a baller back in the day, but like...
Wish I was a little bit dull, I wish I was a baller.
The only reason I was playing basketball is because I loved the idea of the quarters, because you could just go and have a smoke.
Oh, you know, yeah, very handy. True. Very, very,
very handy on that. And I was never in a club or anything like that. But like, if you're, you know, a 13-year-old boy and you're 6'5", you're prime for the cult, the basketball cult.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to go somewhere where you feel like you're with your own people. Do you know what I mean?
That's very true. Yeah. No, I know what you mean. And it is actually basketball. It's weirdly big in North Kerry. I don't know what that's about. They're just very into it up there as well. But no,
it's in all these pockets around the place.
I mean, I could listen to you talking about basketball, Emma, and be interested, but it's just hard when you're sitting there and, you know, obviously your eggs are depleting by the minute, and this guy is sitting there banging on about basketball. It's like, do you remember the last Tinder date I went on? He was a guy from Westmead and he made lamps. Do you remember that? And I just sat there for an hour and a half when he talked about all the different lamps he made. And I don't even know if he asked me what I did. And then I said to him, listen, I have to go because I've got a gig. And I don't even know if he asked me what the gig was. I mean, he did not.
If you say a gig, like, you would assume that the person's just going to a gig. Wouldn't it assume that they are doing the gig?
The social cues weren't great because then we went to that pub. What is that pub? P-Max, which everyone used to go to for the dates. And it was the worst date pub because the music was so loud that invariably you kept having to ask people to repeat like what they were saying all the time. And then there's that whole thing where it's the big tables and you're sitting beside these like assholes who are playing a game of Connect Four with the IPA, and it's very hard to focus on what's going on. But he, bless him, he didn't pick up the social cues because he did message me then the next day to say, you know, we had a nice time if we wanted to do it again. And I was like, oh, it still didn't ask me what the gig was or what I had done with the rest of my evening. So I just said, oh, you know, really nice to meet you. Loved hearing about all the different types of lambs. So interesting. And then I was like, well, I'd rather be friends. And he blocked me straight away.
Well, yeah, so would I after that line.
But sorry, I actually like find interest in the lamps. I was like, you know, really interesting talking about the different types of lamps. Fair play.
Come on. I'd prefer to be friends. Oh, hi, everybody. This is my friend Lampy. Oh, Lampy, did you and Lampy go to school together? No, funny thing is, we met on Tinder and he was well up for it, and I just suggested let's be friends, and that's exactly what we did, and we've been friends ever since. Ridiculous.
Right. No, outrageous. And the story about the butt dial, I know it's not that amazing a story, but it just got me thinking about my first ever butt dial was back in the day, and I suppose it was more of a butt text, maybe an accidental text. I was in Centre in Dingle and I had recently had a conversation with my friend Katie Brown, who was learning to drive at the time. And Katie had, we just got them chatting about, like, you know, I don't know, we've been out the week previous and got talking to this guy. And you know the way that you'd be kind of dissecting people, saying, oh, what you think of him, blah, blah, blah. And anyway, this guy had come up in conversation and Katie had said, oh, I think he's actually really good looking. And we were like, really? And then she was like, yeah, no, I think he was into basketball as well, actually. So he used to go around in these horrendous huge basketball tops, so it's kind of hard to see beyond the, you know, that just the really huge gargantuan basketball tops. So she was like, aside from tops, I think he's a good looking guy. So then I had been standing outside Centre maybe a week later and Katie was learning to drive. And she messaged me saying, oh, I just saw you outside Centre and gave you a wave. And I said, oh, sorry, I mustn't have seen you because I was blinded by, let's give him a fake name. I was blinded by Bertie's good looks because I was chatting to Bertie. Now, I have to say, this was really out of character for me because I was not a slagger. I'm not good at slagging. I think I was just trying to be cool in the moment. But of course, I didn't send the text to Katie. I sent it to Bertie. So straight away, I was like, I am so, so sorry for sending you that text. And he was like, no problem. That's absolutely fine. So I was so desperate for him to believe that this wasn't sarcastic. I then had to start flirting with him because I was like, I don't want him to think that I was putting him down here. Like, who am I to be joking about, you know, people being good looking or not? So then he was like, oh, listen, I'm just in town because I was actually in court today and I got off whatever it was he was charged with. I got off. So we're going for a few drinks to celebrate.
Sorry, I thought this was you had just been in court because we're so hearing about you in court. Stories in relation to cars.
I can't even see an exit for Nace without shivering. I mean, essentially, I just decamp to Nace Courthouse on an annual basis. It's like my Nace holiday every year. But anyway, long story short, I went to meet him for a drink because I was like, I still felt so bad about accidentally texting him. I just didn't know how to get out of it and say, oh, I was actually texting my mate Katie and I was being sarcastic. So I went to meet him for a drink and...
I was messaging my mate Katie. I was slagging her because she actually fancies you.
Well, No, do you know what?
It did win for everyone.
You see, because Katie would not have appreciated me saying to this guy that he was good looking. Do you know, she would not have appreciated.
Yeah, but you hadn't planned to. So yes, you would momentarily have to throw her under the bus. But in the long run, it would be better because
he would not have planned to. I can remember at the time, I was like, will I forsake her here? And I just said, no, I have to take one for the team. No. So I went to meet him for a drink, celebrating his, obviously this Bertie won, Kerry court system nil. We were like, yay, yeah. I was trying to get on board and, act like a coolie. So obviously ended up shifting him, goes without saying. So I actually ended up going back to his gaff for a house party. Now we all know it wasn't a house party. It was essentially just prolonged shifting. That's what it was. So he had promised me, I was like, I really don't want to go back to your gaff because how am I going to get back into town? I live in town. Bearing in mind, Emma, I had no feelings for this man. I still just felt really bad about protecting him.
Did.
So we're 12 hours later and I'm still saying to myself, no, look, I'll have to go back for the house party. Oh, yeah. Accidentally texted the man. I mean, so topsy-turvy in terms of my thinking system and blah blah blah. But anyway, so I went, he was like, no, look, I'll give you a lift back to town tomorrow, it's fine. So we went back, had a bit more of a smooch, went to bed or whatever, woke up in the morning, and I just thought to myself, how has this happened? Once again asked why I didn't just tell him that it was like Kato's text and she thinks you're good looking, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, it's like, look, I wouldn't mind that lift. So he's like, there's something I have to tell you out the car. Brought me out to the car. The car had no wheels. So he was like, look, I have the car, but I just didn't want to say, look, I can't actually drive the car because the car has no wheels. I was like, yeah, I got that because I'm standing in front of the car and the car has no wheels. So I had to hitch my way back into town. And then I missed my bus, so I had to hitch my way into Tralee, and I then missed the train because I had hitched, so I then had to get the bus from Tralee to Dublin. And I just remember sitting there listening to my Walkman and just thinking, there must be a better way. There must be a better way to live your life.
You are still going to be like this in your fucking 80s. I've never heard of someone.
But you know what?
He can make a big pile of shite out of absolutely nothing. This is reminding me of like, I mean, all that was just a text sent to the wrong person. This is reminding me of like,
because then I continued to shift him for several more years after that, all because I felt bad about accidentally texting him.
And you're telling me that's not ridiculous way to carry on.
I think the last time I shifted him, I was probably 31. And again,
you're pregnant with Ted.
I just still feel so bad about the text. I just kept going. There was no out. I was in too deep. I couldn't say, listen.
How did Katie feel about all of this?
Oh, look, it just went on and on. I remember ringing her from the bus, and you know how you'd be trying to have a bit of privacy, so the coat is like over your head, and you're like, my God, you'll never guess what happened. That text, I accidentally texted Bertie, and I felt so bad. I shifted him, and she's like, what? You're like, I went back to the gaff. I had to hitch back into town. And then, anyway, we continued to shift off and on for a while after that. But, I mean,
was Katie not upset? She fancied him.
No, she didn't fancy him. She was just acknowledging that he was a good, there was no active fancying. She pissed herself. She was like, this could only happen to you.
Exactly.
And I told her about going back to the gaff, and I was promised a lift, and it turns out the car had no wheels, so he didn't technically lie to me because he did have a car, just didn't have any wheels, etc.
Bertie, Bertie, Bertie.
Oh, look, a shit story is what you're saying, Emma.
No, I'm not saying a shit story. I'm more saying classic Julie, how something escalated and kept escalating so far.
Yeah, I mean, pretty bad. Yeah, pretty bad.
He must have fancied him a little bit.
Well, like, he was, he was a good looking guy, but I did not fancy him one iota. And it comes back to, I suppose, at the time, I didn't place enough value on myself to say, Judy, yeah, you made a mistake. But shifting the man for 12 years, that's going too far. Like, you're punishing yourself too much here. And I don't mean as in shifting him as punitive, but I just felt indebted because that one text. Good old Bertie.
Bertie. That's nice. I like it. Well, I'll give you a story.
Do.
Okay. Now, this story seems light, okay? It seems like a throwaway story, but I think it truly is commentary on one of the things in society that is a major problem. It's from the Mirror, so that'll fucking tell you. Woman urged to throw away her husband after sharing how he put leftover food in the fridge. TikTok user named Sarah Jade has gone viral after sharing a video showing off the absolute hilarious way her husband decided to put their leftover food in the fridge. Okay, so she asked her husband to put away leftovers. She went off about her business. And blah de blah de blah. And she goes to take a look in the fridge. Simple instructions. Could you just put the leftovers in the fridge? He tells her, yeah. So instead of putting it in like a plastic container or whatever, the husband places the entire slow cooker in the fridge. And anyway, in her video, she opens the fridge and she's cackling, and it's hilarious. Now, my problem with this story from Sarah Jade is, why do we constantly have to champion this whole thing of men who have some sort of brain damage? Like, that they have to be the constant, the big agent who can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, how can that be? His, like, and if a woman did that, so I assume, looking at their fridge, I'm guessing that it's not just them. They probably have a few kids as well. If a woman had gotten, and they're like probably around our age, so if a woman had gotten into her mid to late 30s without ever having put leftovers in the fridge, you'd be like, geez, like, what the fuck is going on? But when her husband does it and he puts the slow cooker in the fridge,
you go viral.
Like, he's gas. But he obviously, if that is real, there's something going on. This is the beginnings of a brain hemorrhage.
Yeah.
And it's like this, it's like the fella in the ad. Do you know, like the mom in the ad, and she's all about being a mom. And yet she keeps giving her kids fucking frozen food for dinner, but she's all about being a mom and making the meals for the kids and getting them something, trying to please everyone and getting them something they'll eat. You know the way they'll always have like the chicken dippers on the plate, and then they'll have, now this is a guesstimate, but they'll usually have between 9 and 11 peas on the plate, and they'll have about 7 chips. And the role of the teenager in the house is that they close their bedroom door or they run down the stairs and they go, Mom! And she, like, you know, throws her head up. And then the husband is doing something like fucking hammering his hand into a wall or something. And she just throws a look at the camera like, that feckin' Aegis.
Yeah,
Make them something they'll enjoy tonight. It's just like, what the fuck?
I know. Well, it's probably not fair on anyone, these gentlemen.
No, that's what I mean. It's not fair on the lads. It's not fair on the women.
You know, it's the Homer Simpson daddy pig phenomenon, isn't it? That, like, daddy's a big Aegis. But then, you see, that's all well and good. But, you see, you can't have two Aegis. Otherwise, the house is going to burn down. But, like, someone has to be Mammy Pig. Nobody wants to be Mammy Pig.
No, but why? That's it. But why is Daddy Pig always the dad? Like, that's hilarious. He puts the slow cooker in the fridge. But what we're basically saying is that man's wife is now his full-time carer. and whatever else she has to do.
Well, I think if it was a woman doing it, I think, you know, I've seen that depicted in a film and it's called Still Alice. You know, you absolutely know that teenage daughter, i.e. Kirsten Stewart, would be telling her dad, Alec Baldwin, listen, it's grand, you've stayed for 10 minutes, now go. And Alec's like, really, can I go? And she's like, yeah, you can leave now, you can flee, which is kind of Alec's default position. But yeah, no, it definitely would. People would be thinking a Still Alice moment for sure if you put the slow cooker in the fridge. I think it doesn't help anyone actually perpetuating these stereotypes.
Yeah, like, do you know what she says on, so how she captions the video? She says, no, she doesn't say, please give what you can to our GoFundMe for my husband's ongoing medical care. She says, he is seriously something else, ! Ha, ha, ha. So this video goes viral. Loads of people are commenting on it. Somebody says, I wanted to laugh, but it instantly made me angry. Like, fuck off. This is a whole other level of lazy. Bet you don't ask him again. Listen to this one, Judy. Like, bet you don't ask him again. Well played, bro.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Oh, my God. Like, there's always an incel floating around looking to get in on the conversation.
Like, I'm hoping that that was just staged for viral video sake. Like, you know, all these videos of, like, boyfriends and girlfriends doing pranks on each other.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the way when they started, it was like the boyfriend is like jumping out from behind a door. And you're like, oh, grand, gas, gas. And then it's like, you know, the girlfriend wakes up in the morning and the left side of her body is paralyzed. And he's like, ah, gotcha. And you're like, this is kind of,
it gets dark. Well, yeah, I know now this has been done before, but there was that one around a couple of weeks ago, which I definitely thought was a bit off. That prank where the guy proposes to the girlfriend and he's only messing. Did you see that one?
What the fuck is this? Oh, like,
who finds? And then what annoyed me was that other sites shared it, as in like worst boyfriend of the world award goes to. And you're like, well, why are you actually resharing this? Because this is actually only compounding how shit that woman must feel.
Yeah. And if you're like,
reminds me of the moment when Charlotte, do you remember when they were trying to get pregnant and the hubby got the picture of the baby? Do you remember? And was like, well, you wanted a baby. You know, it's not going to really...
Charlotte was trying to get pregnant.
Charlotte was trying to get pregnant. Do you remember with the husband who's the doctor and they were having difficulty and then he got the giant blow-up picture of a baby and...
Charlotte who?
Charlotte and... Oh, sorry, did I not say Sex in the City? My God, I'm sorry. I'm discombobulated today, guys. How did I start that?
I don't know. Sorry. Maybe you did. Maybe it cut out or maybe I just missed it. But I was like, Charlotte fucking who? And then I was like, she's talking about your one from Geordie Shore. Is her name Charlotte?
I must be turning into my auntie because
in fairness, you probably said it.
I probably didn't because on more than one occasion, well, definitely twice, my auntie Charlotte told me. Which?
Was she married? Was this when she was married to Trey?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And he got her the picture of the baby and it was just so off. But like, I think it's just, we've discussed it before, but a bit of a prankster. Is there anything worse than going out with a prankster?
Well played, bro.
I mean, stop it. And also I've noticed...
So dated. It's just so dated. Like...
And man really annoys me as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does.
Not like, men in general, but just, you know, using it as a greeting, man.
But just this whole thing of like as if she's looking after everything and he like quite literally cannot wipe his own fucking arse. Oh, do you know what I mean?
It's not cute. It's not, I think this thing of like the hapless guy, it's so cute. It's not cute.
No, like I'm sure now that's only egged on. She'll do loads of fucking videos. She's like, oh, look at him, he's drinking petrol.
Oh. You know what, the docu...
What's he like? What's he like? I'd love to say I'm getting my period, but I'm not. I'm just, like, getting wound up about stupid fucking shit for no reason.
I actually am on my first period since Ted. I have to that Mother Nature, it's just insane. Like, I stopped...
You got away with it all right, though, in fairness.
Yeah, well, I was breastfeeding, so I think that's... But I stopped breastfeeding on Tuesday and had my period on Friday. I was like, Jesus. Jesus.
Pregnant by Monday.
What a shit story about Bertie.
I did not mean it was a shit story. I mean, like...
This is the shite you have to listen to.
No, yeah. I mean, this is what it's like to be Judy. Judy could go to the shop to get a pint of milk. And just like madness will ensue somehow. You're like, so I met this guy, he was buying yogurt, he didn't have enough money, and then next thing I know, I'm in his car and we're going to Rome. And I was like, why are we going to Rome?
Just you know, that- will we say yeah. just a quick, we'll say for the patrons, we'll just say a quick thank you. So we have some lovely people on board. Thank you to all the people who have been supporting us on Patreon. If you can't spare the few bucks for the patron, we do understand. You can maybe leave us an L review, which would be nice, or recommend us to a friend, would be lovely too. And we have some newbies on board. We've got Emer, we've got Donovan. Love that name, Donovan. Isn't it a great name?
Yeah, I like that.
We've got Ashling, we've got Billy, we have Emma, we have Trina, we have Cliff, we have Jenny. And we have Alan. Thank you so much. And Karen, spelt with a C, which I like. Very different, Karen. Thanks for getting on board, guys. I've been Julie J.
Yeah, thanks to the patrons. You've been Julie J. I've been Emma Doran. God bless.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.